Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. In the middle section of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul talks in broad terms about how to please God with your Christian service. I say broad terms because that description applies to everyone, not just preachers, ministers of the gospel like Paul and Apollos, who are primarily in view in this section. But when Paul gets to the information about how to build, the principles apply to everybody. So what we have in this section, verses 10 through 15, in regard to a God-honoring ministry is, number one, laying the foundation, number two, building upon the foundation, and number three, examining the workmanship. Now, Paul is talking primarily here about the establishment of local churches. And so when he talks about laying the foundation in verses 10 and 11, he's talking about laying the foundation of the church in Corinth as he is writing this epistle to the church at Corinth. And he makes it clear that he, Paul, was the master builder that God used to lay the foundation. The foundation is the most important part. If the foundation is not right, then nothing after that can be right. You can't build a true biblical church upon a foundation that is not the proper foundation. The foundation must be the Lord Jesus Christ, His person and work, or another way of putting it, is the true gospel of Jesus Christ. If any other foundation is laid, then whatever goes up is going to be a problem. And Paul makes that clear in this first section about laying the foundation of verses 10 and 11. But then he talks about building upon the foundation, and we'll get into that in just a moment after I welcome you to this Thursday, June 3 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank you for remembering that we can only continue to teach on this station as God supplies the finances through listeners like you. Building upon the foundation. Let me read verses 10, 11, and 12. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, and I'll stop there, even though that's in the middle of a sentence, but that gets me where I'm going, where we move from laying the foundation to building upon the foundation. And Paul says, I am the one that God assigned to lay the foundation. I laid the foundation for the church in Corinth. But he says, others have built upon the foundation at Corinth. And he doesn't name them here, but we know who some of them are. We know that Apollos was one of them. We are pretty sure that Peter was one of them, at least in the sense that both Apollos and Peter preached in Corinth, and I think their preaching was actually building upon the foundation. They preached to a church that had been planted by the Apostle Paul. So Paul laid the foundation, and they're building upon it. They're strengthening the church. They're edifying the church. They're preaching God's word to the church and building it up upon the foundation which Paul, by the grace of God, had laid. But that had created the problem. We're still dealing in this section with these divisions in the church, these carnal divisions, with some people saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Peter or Cephas. And so Paul is explaining some things about ministry that will help them get over this childish behavior. So back to verse 10, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. Another builds on it. Other workers were building upon the foundation at Corinth. And they are, as I say, not named, but they are other workers. The translation that I have in front of me that says another builds on it almost makes it sound like he's talking about just one other person. But a more literal translation would be each one builds on it. I have laid the foundation, and each one builds on it. And probably what Paul has in view, even more than Apollos and Peter, who came and preached there and traveled on, they had a contribution in the building up of the church. And we do not want to minimize their contribution, and they figure into this because of the divisions that were going on. But Paul may have in mind at this particular point the current elders of the church, which are not named. In fact, I think it's rather telling that they don't seem to not only not be named, but aren't referred to. Local church elders are not named in any of the epistles that I know of. But elders being present in the churches are referred to in a number of epistles, but not in 1 and 2 Corinthians, two of the longest epistles that Paul wrote. Now, you can't draw too many hard and fast conclusions from what is not said. That's called an argument from silence, and it's always a weak argument. It's not that it's not a legitimate perspective to examine, because omissions sometimes are very telling. They're very informative. But for whatever reason, we won't try to get into speculation as to what the reasons may be. For whatever reason, there is no mention of elders in the Corinthian church, and yet it is hard to imagine that there were none. Paul stayed in this city for a year and a half, and he laid a solid foundation, and he left behind a functioning church. And every place Paul went, he, as he says in one place, ordained elders in every city. So these ones who are building upon the foundation that Paul laid are probably the elders or pastors, which is another term, as well as visiting preachers like Apollos or Peter. But we can even go beyond that. Ultimately, he's talking about every member of the church. And that's where it gets into all of us, not just preachers. There's something here for every one of us to learn. But I'm thinking about the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, where he says, "And he himself, that is Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." There's the pastors. "For," verse 12, "the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying," or the building up, "of the body of Christ." Paul insists that not only are pastors building up the church, but they are equipping the members to build up the church, and all the members are involved in this. So if Paul says here, "According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and each one builds on it," he's talking about not only other public preachers, who have a very significant role in building up the church, but every church member who has been equipped to build up the church. And he admonishes all of these workers, whoever they may be, when he says, still in verse 10, "But let each one take heed how he builds on it." Be careful. Take heed. Be very careful in how you build. Now, there is something very significant here. He doesn't say how quickly you build, but how carefully you build, how properly you build, how scripturally you build, how biblically you build. In other words, Paul is emphasizing quality, not quantity. Now, this needs to be understood. It is not that we are not interested in quantity, but we must always be interested in quality more than quantity. In other words, we need to be more careful about how we conduct our ministry than what appears to be the results of our labors. Because if we are focusing too much upon visible results, then we will be tempted to cut corners. We'll be tempted to employ human wisdom instead of divine wisdom. We'll be tempted to employ the latest gimmicks and fads and whatever is out there that seems to be working to attract numbers of people. But if we're not building carefully, biblically, a word-centered ministry in the lives of God's people, then we are not building the way God wants us to build. I have laid the foundation, and he's already told us that this foundation is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've laid that foundation, and each one builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. Yes, when foundations are laid, and then people go to work building upon that foundation, they better be careful to do it right. They better be careful to employ biblical methods of ministry, as well as a biblical message of the gospel. Too many times, I think, preachers in our day try to separate those two. Well, I'm going to employ contemporary methods, and methods aren't wrong because they're contemporary, but they often are wrong, the contemporary methods. But I'm going to employ contemporary methods, which will change things a bit, but you can be sure I'm not going to compromise the message in any way. No, but that often turns out to be an empty promise. I heard someone say it the other day. If it's true, it's not new. And if it's new, it's not true. Now, that's a trite saying, and it may be a little bit of an overstatement. It might be overly simple. But there's a lot of truth in that. If it's true, it's not new. It's been around since the Apostle Paul. If it's new, it's not true, because there really isn't anything new. And so there is this admonition, take heed how you build on the foundation. We'll come back again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.